from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
What up? Welcome to it. Thank you for downloading all that jazz.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, good, Tazzy.
You all right?
Good, Tazzy.
You've been fiery off the air today.
Fiery?
Yeah, you've been, and you've self-admitted.
Oh, I said a few bitchy things that I felt went a bit too far.
Yeah.
You know, just unnecessarily bitchy.
Yeah, I thought maybe you might have had a bad morning. You might have been hanging out with somebody that you didn't enjoy spending time with.
That too. It's been a long day. We've been together since bloody 9 a.m.
Yeah, ugh, it's almost like a full-time gig, this thing.
Yucky. Yucky. We're going to have to do it again tomorrow.
People ask what it's like doing a show like this. I think it's worse than a relationship.
I spend far more time with you than I do with my partner.
Yeah, and you get that close. You just don't get any of the good parts of a relationship. You just have to put up with the shit.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
But we love each other, so it's all right. We're all right.
Good times. Hey, today's show isn't super long, but the stuff that's in here is good. We learn about wearable art and the stories about what you break at work. Great.
Some of our best of the year. I love it.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
91.9 CFM. I'll tell you who sings it because Ellie's not a fan of her, apparently. She's heard this one song. She's going, is it Chappelle? I don't know. I don't even care.
No, I
think
you're
right. Should care. She's got one of the biggest songs in the country.
I've heard better. No, just kidding. I love every song we play at 91.9 CFM. Our names are Ellie and Taz.
Your check's in the mail.
Thank you.
Sunshine Coast Council just posted to their Facebook page. Check it out if you want to see this dash cam footage. So when you're going south along the Sunshine Motorway down towards Kiwanis and you want to take that sort of Sippy Down / Mountain Creek exit and then you come off the motorway and you want to go left into Mooloolaba, or you can go right and go underneath the bridge.
That
right?
is the most confusing off-ramp ever.
No, it's not.
Yeah, when you're trying to get to Sippy Downs from the motorway and you've got your map says like, oh, you're going to be turning left, and then there's either turn left or go straight and then go around. It's very confusing. Took me years to learn that off-ramp.
Just breathe.
Sorry. I didn't know I had that in me.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot. We'll
Someone out there gets it. Someone's listening.
Sit on the couch. Give me $200 and we'll work through that. Someone was traveling Tuesday morning, 4 a.m. along that turnoff, and a deer has run out in front of them.
No.
So they've said, warning to motorway drivers, a feral deer has been caught on dash cam crossing the Sunshine Motorway at Mooloolaba. Shows the driver braking as the deer crossed the southbound off-ramp about 4 a.m. Tuesday, and then moved towards the motorway. It's the first time a feral deer has been reported in the area, rarely seen east of the Bruce.
Are we sure it's a deer? Like Bambi. It's not just a big dog or something?
Could be Bambi. No, the footage looks pretty good. It looks like a deer.
What did the driver say when it happened?
Here we go.
Come on. You know you want to. You know you want to. Come on.
Oh, dear.
Hey! Elliot has.
Coast, 545-11919. What have you broken at work?
Oh no, what'd you break, Tazzy?
Not just like an arm or a leg. Like, what was the thing that you crashed into, or did you break through a wall, or what did you break at work? That's what I want to hear this afternoon, because look at this. Look at all of this.
Oh.
Look at all these pieces. This was one thing. Look at this. It's terrible.
Calm down. Don't break them further.
Well, they're broken, all right? And it's not me. It's our big boss, Benny. This used to be our water cooler. He walked into it. He's broken. It's in pieces. Look at this thing.
Okay, calm down, because
like
I'm scared. All right, I'm scared you're going to break it more, okay? You're very worked up right now about
the
broken...
It's in about 30 pieces.
broken wall. This has really struck a nerve with old Tazzy. Why are you so devastated by the loss of the water cooler?
Not really, but the story in how it was broken is phenomenal. And you know it because you were involved. Actually, it might be your fault. You were telling us a story today. All right, I'm going to retell it. Sunny Coast, brace yourself. This is Ellie at her absolute best. She comes in. Benny and I are chatting, right? She comes in. She goes, boys, just remembered a story that happened a couple of months ago. Thought I should tell you. We were like, great. This is great, right?
Not she how comes it happened.
In. She comes in and she goes, so I was at the gym a couple of months back and I was doing a boxing session, right? And I was holding the pads for this lady who was punching the pads, right, left, right, left, right. And the lady then goes, oh, better not punch you too hard. Who's going to make me laugh on my way home this afternoon?
I mean,
out of town.
Accurate statement to make.
Get out of town. That line, that punchline, as you call it, made Benny trip over, land this afternoon into our water cooler. It's now in pieces.
I don't see why it was such a funny story.
Are you going to pay for this?
No, I'm not. Why would I pay for it? I didn't break it.
It's in pieces.
I was purely relaying facts. Cold, hard facts.
Spitting facts, yeah, Ellie was. So 545-11919, Sunny Coast. Benny won't be the only one that's broken something at work.
No.
What did you break? Mark from BOR, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, man. Good.
Mark, what did you break at work?
16 pallets of red wine.
Oh, oh no.
Pallets, Janey. Pallets.
The guy, that shows I should have stayed in the office and let the workers do it. I should have sat in the office. But I went out there to help them and they had four stacks of four pallets and I backed into it with a forklift and they all went fine.
And did they, just all smash and go everywhere?
Yes. It was very hard to clean up. I did get something good out of it, though. The company that we were looking after the wine for got me to clean what I could. And none of them were any good, so I got to take home all the damaged bottles.
Some say you did it on purpose. The jury's still out on that one. Mark, did it fall like a domino effect?
Yeah, it all fell into each other and then everywhere, and then there was just glass and red wine going everywhere.
Oh, my goodness, Mark. That is devastating. Was it cheap wine or good wine? What are we talking? Are we talking a Penfolds or are we talking a goon bag?
Average wine. Pretty average. Not all good.
That's like a $20 bottle.
Average, but Mark's not going to turn down a whole heap of freebies, though. Let's put it that way. Mark, you've got a double pass to our movie preview, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I started a new job at a radio station in Victoria, and I just moved over there, didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And so the workplace had said, hey, we'll let you borrow the radio car, the big branded van.
Great. Yeah. These are always driven by usually young girls from street team.
Yeah.
They've always got dings and scratches on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, this one didn't. This one was pretty new. Oh. So it was, fresh as, and it was this big van, like a minivan almost, which I didn't know how to drive. Anyway, so...
Hang on, you just said it was really big, like a minivan.
Yeah.
Like a minivan is mini.
Yeah, but like it's a
big
compared
minivan.
To a normal car.
Just a van.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I pull into my driveway, sure enough, nick the fence, keep going, just take a massive scratch all down the side on my second day at the office. I went straight to Auto Masters or one of those shops and I said, please, is there anything you can do to get a scratch out? They gave me this magical polish and it got rid of the whole scratch.
Wow.
I know, I couldn't believe it. Can't believe it. I'm like, I never had to tell anyone. That's what I'd done.
You never owned up to it?
No, because I got rid of it. The scratch. Enough. Kind of.
Just blame it on one standards. Of the other blondes that were working there. No worries.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones. Joe is in Budrum. Joe, tell us your story. What'd you break at work?
I many moons ago, I was in the police force and I actually drove the divvy van into like a paddock area between two streets where we were looking for some suspects and actually got it bogged and then had to get the sergeant's car out to pull drive to tow us out. And it actually pulled something out of the back of the, like, underneath the car and we had to come and get it towed at like 3 a.m. So that was fun.
Three in the morning. Made a name for myself.
Meanwhile, the suspects are in the bush, like, rubbing their fingers together.
They were laughing. They were coming and taking photos of us. They thought it was hilarious. They seriously were like, can we take a photo with you with the div van bogged?
The people you were trying to catch asked for a photo.
They did say, like, we couldn't catch them for anything. They didn't match the description. So they may not have been our suspects, but they were definitely the people out at 3 a.m. in a paddock laughing at me.
Joe, this is the best story ever.
Oh, embarrassing.
Did you let them take the photos? Did you pose, like, thumbs up in the photo?
Oh, yeah. You got to have a sense of humour, 100%.
Don't go with Joe to Double Island Point. That's what I'm writing down right now.
Oh, no, I have a four-wheel driving husband now. He can do the four-wheel driving for us.
Yeah, that's fair. Getting bogged sucks. Joe, that is the best story ever. We'd love to have you along at our movie premiere of It Ends With Us.
Sounds amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to want to take pictures with you, Joe, because you're famous now.
Very good. No worries.
Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, anyone who walks Mount Coolum or climbs Mount Coolum or runs up Mount Coolum, those crazy people who
I was going to say, can I firstly say, don't like the people that run up Mount Coolum.
No.
You know what's annoying is you get two-thirds of the way up Mount Coolum, your legs are burning, your ankles are hurting.
You stop to have a little break.
Maybe you've got the backpack, maybe you've drawn the short straw and you're taking the backpack up with you and that's starting to get real heavy. It's only 2 drink bottles, but God, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm this unfit, right? And then somebody zooms past you, excuse me, on your left. Then you're like, okay, I'll just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm almost at the top. You know, they're still running, so surely they know that the end is near. You get 5 more minutes up, still no closer. That person runs past you. Can those people just
calm down?
Please.
Just calm your farm.
Calm your farm.
I'm going to add another thing into the mix.
Yes.
When those people are barefoot.
Oh.
That's when I'm like, all right, now you're just showing off. We get it. Well, hey, if you ever climb Coolum, this could be something for you to look out for. A woman's posted a bunch of photos to the socials of a dingo on Mount Coolum, Tassie.
Wow. Hang on, so on your left. He's barefoot. He'll run past you.
No, well, that's what she thought anyway. So she's posted this photo. It looks a lot like a dingo.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right colour, the right shape. Got the big old ears, and it's got like what looks like a tracking device around its neck.
Okay.
Not a normal collar, a tracking device.
Yeah.
So there's been a whole bunch of speculation. People are like, are we getting dingoes on Coolum now? Because that is brand new information, you know? I didn't think we got them this far down.
Yeah, no.
But there's been, after all the speculation and the people putting their 2 cents in,
AI
Defez have come back and said, don't worry, guys, it is not a dingo.
Yeah.
It was a dog owned by someone with a tracking device around its neck. So someone's dog's gotten out, but they've got a tracking device around its neck.
So they know it was going to get out.
They must have.
They go, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, he's allowed to climb
we'll
up.
Find cool. you.
Yeah, exactly. He just wants to go get his steps up.
He just takes Instagram pictures at the top. Once
he's
top.
He's done.
Posts to his 12 followers. Made it, guys.
Well, there you go. For those of you alarmed, don't worry. There's no dingoes. In fact, there's no dogs allowed on Coolum. So what this dude was doing, I don't know. Don't take your dogs to Coolum. Don't take your dingoes to Coolum.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Right now, though, it's Vandal time, baby. The game where a song gets broken down into its parts and you need to identify the song.
Yeah, we'll play it layer by layer until one of us gets it, Sunny Coast. Ellie and I don't know the song we're guessing either, so you are playing just like us. 545-11919 if you want to be put in the draw for the $100 to spend at Mooloolabar Music. They are your local music superstore.
Alrighty, Tassie. I'm feeling the need for a little Bandle pep-me-up now. This has come at a good time.
It's early 80s, unfortunately. 1981, today's song.
Bugger. All right, here we go. Layer number one, the drum layer. I mean, I've got a guess.
Get out of town.
I don't know what year it would be from. Yeah.
Feels very Michael Jackson.
It could be.
Are you trying to lock in a Michael Jackson?
No.
Feels
very. But it does feel a bit Jacko.
Feels very MJ.
Is he 81? I don't even know when Jacko was.
He's dead, firstly.
As in, like, was he big in 1981?
I think so. Surely.
All right, next layer. My guess is out. Oh, okay, now I know.
Oh,
you don't?
Yeah, I got
surely.
It too. Yeah, okay. 545-11919 if you think you know what this is.
I've just typed in what I thought it was.
Oh, I know what it is. I've locked it in.
Yeah, but I don't think I know the title of the song, the correct title.
Oh, let's go to the phones. I'm sure Craig from Nambour might know it. G'day, Craig.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Craig. Well, the phone lines have lit up quickly for this one. I think everyone's kind of on the same wavelength. What song do you think it is?
Sounds like Land Down Under by Goanna.
Hang on. It's...
Okay, what do you think?
It's not by Goanna.
And what's it called?
It's by Men at Work.
Oh, Men at Work, sorry. Yes, Men at Work.
What?
Land Down Under, Men at Work.
Down Under.
Just Down Under.
What have you tried to search?
Because I typed in Land Down Under and nothing came up. But you're right, Tassie. It is
Land Down Under. The song that I had to change because it was pretty much copying the Kookaburra one.
What?
Yeah, the Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. They pretty much spoofed that.
What, they got done for copyright?
Yeah, they had to change it.
Did they?
100%.
Gosh, I'm learning a lot. Are you learning a lot today, Craig? Did you know that little fact?
I did. I actually saw Colin Hay at the Gympie Muster one year, and he told us a story about that.
Did he just? What's the story?
He wasn't overly happy. He basically said that I'm going to play a song that I expletive wrote. Oh. So here we go.
Oh.
It was a big, big issue, I know.
There you go. Well, it's a banger. The Kookaburra version, also a banger.
Well done, Sunny Coast, if you got that. And Craig, you're in the draw for $100 to spend at Little Bar Music. We draw it Friday. Good luck.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We like to dress up on this show.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. I mean, not at the moment. We're dressed pretty boringly, but we do like to dress up. If we're out and about,
yeah,
we've got show track suits.
We
don't we?
We have.
Bright blue.
Yes, bright blue track suits bought from Big W and then had our names put on the back and it cost us $50.
It's the top end of town, this show.
It's not quite high fashion, Tazzy, which is why I feel a bit out of my depth having this chat right now. The Wearable Art Festival is happening in a few weeks' time and this is literally a fashion show where all the outfits have been made by designers, artists, would you call them. And last year's winner joins us right now, Bella. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Now,
can you address her properly, please?
Supreme
winner.
I apologise.
I'll be dining on it for years.
Do we call you an artist or do we call you a designer or are you both?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think the Australian Wearable Art Festival is the melting point of art and design and fashion, and it's such a cool platform for people like me who don't really fit into maybe either box. We kind of do it all. So, yeah, both.
Right. Now, what you're wearing right now, and you've got your model, Maddie, with you as well, wearing last year's creation, is a massive crocheted number. And when I say massive, like the detail and intricacy.
Head to toe.
Yes.
And it is intricate. The whole thing is phenomenal. Sunny Coast, we'll have pics and videos up on our socials for you to see it.
Yeah. That's what won it for you last year. How much time and effort went into that bad boy?
About 1,000 hours.
Into one outfit.
And what a lot of people don't know is the final outfit doesn't include everything that was cut. There are so many elements that were cut. So what you see on the runway for every artist is like the finish point, but there is so much that goes into it that doesn't even make it.
I would add on the hours it takes to cut and sort to that 1,000-hour tally. You know, like when people ask, just be like, yeah, it was 12,000 hours, you know?
Why not round up?
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, absolutely.
It's all crocheted together. Like, I put this shirt on this morning and I had a little loose thread under my arm. I was able to just sort of cut it before it unraveled. Are you terrified that that happens to your outfit? All of a sudden you see something loose, you're going, oh, it's going to unravel the whole thing.
Well, what you're wearing is machine knitted. So knitting does fall apart. If one stitch comes out, you are screwed. The whole garment's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Crochet is a little bit more forgiving. It works in a circle, so it won't actually unravel. It's really robust. And I think that's why it does lend itself to like runways, because we're moving. Yeah. There's a lot going on in and out of the garment. Crochet is a really fantastic medium for that. So
perfect.
No, it doesn't fall apart.
Maybe I'll wear only crochet stuff from now on.
I think that's
throwing out my whole wardrobe.
It would suit you. You'd look great.
I look great.
We can get you some little crocheted shorts, a little crocheted polo or something.
Yeah, totally. Hat.
Hat. Oh, you've got to have the hat. Absolutely.
Shoes.
So, Bella, you're in it again this year. You're frantically working through, you know, the last 3 weeks of your outfit.
Yes.
You're not doing crocheting this year?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I am doing a garment that can probably be described as a gender-fluid sea monster.
Okay.
So it's definitely going down the more weirder route. I've got a drag king modelling the garment, but there's about 40,000 beads.
40,000?
And it will make you think that you're on a little bit of a psychedelic trip. If this one didn't already make you feel like that, it's definitely wild and wonderful. So, yes.
What do you do with the beads?
Crochet with the beads. So I've had my family, my partner, my dad, my stepdad, my mum threading the beads onto the yarn. So we've gone through about 30,000 beads and they've threaded it all for me. I've done a little bit of threading, but they're the ones, they're the most valued players of this.
So I wanted to go to the Eras Tour, Taylor Swift Eras Tour. I couldn't find any beads in any shops or friendship bracelets.
Stella.
We know who had them all.
Yeah.
Bella, supreme winner of last year's event. Thank you so much for joining us. And Sunshine Coast, get excited because it's August 9 at Venue 114. The Australian Wearable Art Festival is back.
Best of luck for the Gender Fluid Sea Monster. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I'm excited. Get your tickets. They'll sell out.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.